Ready to go. Hey, what up, guys? Welcome back to Alan and JB Podcast. My name's Alan and JB. I'm super excited to be back with you guys again this week. Yeah, this has just been a busy week, but you know what? I got some super dope and exciting guests on with me, and I know you guys are going to love them. And, yeah, they're super great. And please introduce yourselves.
Hey, hey, hey. Oh, my gosh. I am Priscilla Jensen.
And I am Larissa Schefter.
Oh, my gosh. And we're so excited to be here, Alan. Thank you so much for inviting us onto your show.
Yeah, no, I'm super excited to have you guys just on the podcast. And, yeah, so one of the things that I really want to talk about today is hope.
Wow.
And let me just bring up kind of like the outline for the episode because I'm super excited to just get into it.
Yeah, let's do it. That's so good. Yeah, we're so excited to be a part of this.
It's so true. And honored.
Honored, honestly. We're very honored. So thank you, Alan, for this opportunity.
Yeah, you guys are just going to bless this old man's heart. But no, yeah. So I'm super excited to have you guys on. Like, can you guys share a little bit about yourselves? Just like a little bit about your testimony for those that like don't know you guys, or for the audience that doesn't know you.
Yeah, that's good, Luris.
Okay, yeah. So I grew up in Portland, Oregon with my parents, and then we church planted for about 7 to 8 years in New York City, and then we moved back here, and I joined PBC now 3 years ago. I'm a junior currently.
Wow.
And, you know, just living life.
Yeah.
What about you, Priscilla?
That's amazing. Well, I'm a senior right now at PBC, so I'm almost done. I have literally, I think, like 32 days left. Which is amazing. Yeah, I grew up moving. Like, I lived in 9 states before I was 18, so I went around a lot. My dad is a pastor.
9 states, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. I've lived in a lot of states and been a lot of places, which is so cool. But yeah, I grew up going to church, all those different things, and then Lord really encountered me, and I came to Portland Bible College to, like, pursue just, like, getting to know Jesus and learning more about his word, which has been so cool. So I'm so blessed to be here. But yeah. Short little thing.
But yeah, so one of the things that I really want to discuss, like, while we're on the podcast is because obviously there's like so much of an entrepreneurial spirit, like, here at PBC.
That's true.
And so obviously you guys are both like serving in youth, and obviously you kind of have your own like little business.
That's true.
And so I just kind of want to know, like, where did that like kind of entrepreneurial start for each of you?
Yeah. For me, wow. Yeah. I feel like ever since I was little, I've always had more of that business mindset, wanting to get things done. Like, literally since I was little, I would have a business every year. I'd have like, I'm not even joking, every place I lived, I would have a business. So I made bracelets when I was like 8, and then I would give them out and I'd sell them. And then I started doing duct tape and all these different things, like random crafts. Like, I've always been like, loved crafts and like creativity in that way. So I feel like ever since I was little, I've always known I'm gonna do something with like business. I just love it. It's just, it comes more naturally to me. So then as I've gotten older, I've started tattooing, I've done painting businesses, and yeah, I'm so excited for the future about what that's gonna look like. But I feel like that's where it kind of started for me, was ever since I was little, I've just always done stuff, which is fun.
I love that.
Yeah, what about you, Lewis?
Mine's a little bit different. I think that I like definitely like to be creative, but I wouldn't say it's necessarily always the gift that God's given me. I think it's something that I, like, enjoy and is fun, but I don't know about business for my life, but it's cool to see how God is, like, doing that in yours.
And so, obviously, like, and also the other thing, too, is, like, there's a lot of people who are, like, you know, they have hopes of, like, starting their own business, and, you know, obviously, like, they want the Lord to, like, to be a part of that. And, but yeah, so I guess my whole thing is like, you know, discussing how like we can, like what it means to like walk out hope and having hope for like your business. Cause I think having hope in the Lord and like having hope in like what we want to do and like where we want like our business to go, or, you know, where we want a podcast to go, or, you know, I feel like they can look like super different. So I just like want to know what your guys' like take on that is.
Yeah. So specifically hope for a business. Is that more the question?
Like, kind of, like, hope in the aspect of, like, because obviously we can have hope in the Lord, but, like, it just kind of looks, hope in the Lord, like, looks different than, like, having, you know, dreams for a business or,
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think that it kind of aligns with like our hope in the Lord. I think that like with that, it's found in our walk with God, and that it's found in the trust that we have in him. And that's when good. We trust in the Lord and like our walk with him, then we have hope for not only a future with the Lord, but also with our businesses and with the things that we do, whether that's ministry related and or business.
That's so true. That's good.
Amen. We can just end the episode right there.
Oh, real mic drop. Killed that.
Thanks.
But no, I guess another thing that I like want to like discuss while you guys are here is like, what are some like challenges that like come with walking out hope like within our lives? Because obviously it can be so challenging, and obviously we live like if I'm being honest, we live in like a hopeless generation. Like we live in a generation that like struggles with finding hope, whether it be in their families or whether it be in like business or even with like hope in the Lord. So like, what are your guys' thoughts on that, and like what are some challenges that you guys see just in like culture today?
Wow, that's good. Yeah, I definitely think it can be very challenging, and especially the world we're living in. Like, when you don't have Jesus, it's very different. Like, Larissa and I were kind of chatting before, and I was just kind of even explaining, like, a personal testimony of, like, just how much things changed for me when I really, like, started having a relationship with the Lord, and, like, literally changed. Can I share a testimony?
Sure.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Okay, cool. Let's do it. Okay.
Go, girl.
So basically,
this is an open-ended podcast, so.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Share away.
Share away. Okay, I'm going to do it.
We love testimonies on this podcast.
Amen. Wow. Honestly, wow. But when I was thinking about when you gave the topic about hope, I was really thinking about times where I needed hope and when I didn't have any. And I think back to, like, one of the hardest times in my life when I was like a junior and senior in high school. I was just not doing good. I was super anxious. I literally dealt with so much anxiety. I was like depressed. I was not happy. I literally saw no hope, literally in general. And it wasn't even that things were that rough, but it was just for some reason I felt so hopeless, and I had kind of walked away from the Lord. Like, I wasn't walking with him, and it was through somebody else that I feel like the Lord really spoke to me about hope. And that was through, like, my older sister. Her name's Tabitha. I love her so much. But
she's great.
She's literally the most amazing girl.
She went to PBC, right?
She did. So
did she graduate from here, or did she just go?
She graduated with her bachelor's. Okay. And she's on her master's now, so she's amazing. And she's going into counseling. And but it was through her that I genuinely feel like the Lord spoke to me so much about what hope looks like. And I feel like, yeah, I was in high school, and my sister, like, was the only person who, like, believed in me and saw that there was hope for my life, which was really cool. Like, I've never met anybody like her. And so it was literally Jesus through her.
We
and
love siblings.
We love siblings.
So
I love
true.
Her. So love
That's
siblings.
Good.
That is good. We do.
Also, spiritual siblings are great too.
That's
just
true.
Gotta throw
Shout
that,
them out.
Just gotta drop that little
drop it.
Penny in the fountain.
Please.
Spiritual siblings are great too.
They're great.
If you don't have any regular siblings
yes.
and you're only child, get some spiritual siblings around
That's
you because they're amazing.
That's
Amen, Alan. For
I
real. Yeah, but basically then I ended up, just for some reason, I felt like the Lord was asking me to come to Bible college. And I feel like that is when I truly experienced hope in, like, everything. Like, hope in the future, which is literally the topic we're talking about. But, like, genuinely, like, things I never thought. I never thought I would want a family. Never thought I'd want to, like, pursue ministry. And, like, never thought, yeah, literally so many things I never thought could happen to me for whatever reason. And the Lord literally brought new hope and, like, just, like, wow, like, I'm so excited for the future. And I genuinely feel like the Lord dropped so much joy into my heart and, like, excitement for the future that I've never experienced. Like, I'm excited for the now, but I'm so excited for the future and, like, all that the Lord is doing. And, like, I'm so thankful for, like, what he's done too, which I feel like is cool. But I feel like even thinking about business, it's like now I feel like having a relationship with the Lord, you really, like, hope is also trusting, right? And so, like, I really trust in what the Lord has for me. Like, wholeheartedly, I trust that, like, everything I do, the Lord is, like, behind, and that, like, I put that in his hands. You know, I'm not trying to take control. So I feel like with everything, like, my choices, my decisions, I know that he has the best for me. So I feel like for me, with business and with future, like, I'm not worried about the future at all.
because I'm like, yeah. Like genuinely, I'm like,
amen.
I don't know why. Like, I'm just like, I'm so excited for it, even if that means I don't know what it is. But I'm like, for me, it's just like, wow, like the Lord's going to provide every step. And I have no doubt about it.
Well, yeah. And I think, I think the crazy thing is like, because obviously it talks about, and like, I think it's in Proverbs, like hope deferred makes heart sick. And so I just thinking about the aspect of like, you know, sometimes, and also sometimes I feel like we can put the hope in the wrong things. Like,
that's true.
And so just like looking at like what that could look like and what kind of challenges that could like lead to of like putting our hope in the wrong situation or circumstance or friendship or relationship or anything like that. So, but what do you have anything to like comment about that?
Yeah, it reminds me of the verse in Proverbs, I think it's 3, where it talks about just like trusting God with your whole heart, with who you are, that when you trust in him, that he just makes our path straight, that like we might not know our future, like
right.
he mentioned,
yeah,
but that when we trust in him and we take a daily surrender to who he is, that, you know, we don't have to know what the future looks like,
right.
but we know that he's got our back through it all. So
that's good.
And I think the other crazy thing is like, because even like, as many of you guys know, obviously I'm sure I'll get into it like at a later time, but I like in this last season, like before I came back to PBC, I was just in a place where I was like spiraling, and you know, I like truthfully I didn't have like a lot of hope for the future. Like I was just like I was like questioning God. And so I think, and the crazy thing is I feel like, and I don't know if like you guys can relate to this or not, but you know, I'm sure a lot of people listening to this can, but like where you just question God because like you question his hope for us and his hope like for our future.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
I think we all go through like seasons where like trusting God is hard and like
right.
it is scary what the future looks like, but
no.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think also in those times of suffering, like, or, like, harder times, it can be hard.
Absolutely.
To, like, 100%, like, right? It's, like, in those, like, waiting seasons or not knowing, like, it can be difficult.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's where, like, I feel like the Lord does so much and it strengthens our relationship with him.
Right.
And, like, I even think about, like, Romans 15:13, which is, like, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I just feel like that verse is so great because it is, like, when you trust him, which is, like, putting your hope in him, like, in those, like, times where it feels
yeah.
dry, or, like, you don't know what the hope is, like, I'm sure, is that what you were feeling?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because I, like, I was just in a place where I was, like, like, Lord, you know, I'm struggling.
Right.
I'm spiraling. You know, a lot of people, like, from PBC and, like, walked away.
Wow.
And so it was, like, one of those places where I was, like, Lord, you know, like, I was, like, nervous that, like, I was, like, man, Lord, like, obviously I know God never leaves us, but, like, in that season, I was, like, man, I felt so distant from the Lord.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And, like, obviously, with the Lord being our hope, it's, like, I felt it. Like,
right.
I felt it, like, in my spirit, like, wow. that I just was, like, God, I'm struggling to have hope here. And so, yeah, so that's, like, one of the things that I wrestled with in this last season of, like, trying to like overcome that. And
yeah.
so
yeah.
I don't know if like you guys can like relate to like overcoming hope.
Yeah. Well, did you end up, how do you feel like you ended up overcoming that? Or do you feel like you're still in a season of overcoming? Or what do you feel like your steps were?
I felt like I would say like in the last season I was like still in that place, but then
well.
Like when I came to PBC to like visit in April, I really feel like before I came back to Portland, I really felt like I got a lot of, like, breakthrough. And I think
wow.
that really, like, helped where I was like, okay, God, like, you know, you're still faithful, you know. And, like, I know you, like, and I hope and I know that you have a future for me because you are my hope. And so, yeah, and just, like, not making sure that I, like, even now being back at PBC, like, making sure that I'm not losing sight of that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because it can be so easy to, like, lose sight of that.
Of course.
That's so true. I think, like, a little bit about me is, like, after high school, I worked really hard into, like, going into physical therapy. And I basically applied to this program after doing 2 years of schooling and college. And I had kind of worked up to this moment, and I actually, like, heard back from the school just saying that I didn't get in, and I was one of like the very few students who didn't, and honestly that kind of like broke me, and I had put a lot of just everything I had into that, and I realized in that moment, as I thought I was trusting in God and hope for the future, but I wasn't, and then like it was a moment like for me to step back and be like, oh man, I truly was not giving everything I had to the Lord, because I thought he was opening doors for me, but it wasn't. It was actually, you know, I ended up coming to BBC, and like my whole life has changed, and I'm so grateful where God has taken me. But that, I think of that moment just being like, oh man, I thought it was there, but I wasn't. And now it's, for me, it's like remembering that it's a daily choice to trust in God and who he is.
That's so good.
That, amen. Amen to that.
Amen, Alan.
Also, I feel like you got to have hope to live in Portland. This place is crazy.
Oh, yeah.
But also, it was really funny because, like, the other day I was driving, and they said that I tried to – I just got to say, for people listening, Priscilla and them tried to say that I tried to run them over the other day.
I was like, wait, let me recall the moment. Alan.
I think you guys are going to dinner.
We're going to dinner?
Like, for the dance team.
Oh, Alan. You're bringing this up. You're bringing this up on the podcast. It's crazy. You almost ran us over.
I just got to say, I did not almost run them over.
He's clearing the air.
I'm clearing
Thank
the air.
Clearing
I did not
air.
Almost run them over.
Were you close to it, though?
I.
Yes.
Just joking. I had hope that I was driving the speed limit.
Yeah,
but
that's
no,
valid.
Like,
all jokes clearing aside, the air, Alan.
all jokes aside, but no, like, I just want to know, like, what are some practical steps that we as Christians can have to like walk out hope in our everyday life? And people that are listening to this could, you know, like, who are struggling, like, you know, oh man, I don't know what, like, I can't have hope, you know, like, what are some practical steps that you guys would give to, like, help with that?
Yeah, I think that's good. I feel like some things I think about is, like, finding things that, like, make you feel closer to God. Now, what I mean by that is, like, I feel like when I feel dry, like, I feel like I don't know what's going on. Like, whatever, like, when we're in those seasons where it happens, I feel like the best way where I connect with the Lord is through nature. Like, genuinely, like, when I am out. Really? Oh, my.
Yeah,
amazing.
Crazy.
Like, literally, like, when I am with the Lord, like, and I'm outside, or I'm looking at something, or I'm literally sitting outside, even if, like, I don't even know, like, it can be anything, but, like, taking a walk. Genuinely, I love prayer walks. I think everyone should be taking prayer walks in the spring. It is literally my favorite time of the day. Like, I look forward to going on a walk outside and spending time with the Lord and, like, literally sitting in his presence, because for me, I feel so close to him, like, when I'm listening
not
to worship music.
Not during the summer, bro. You literally will die.
I'll toast.
It is so hot.
That's why you go early in the morning, Alan. We can make it work. There's no reason why we can't go on a prayer walk. Like, all of us, let's start going, because they're amazing. And I feel like that is when I'm, like, refreshed. Like, genuinely, like, you find when you're refreshed. And, like, I feel like worship music and a walk. Ooh. A sunset, a sunrise.
Oh,
add in that. Oh, my. Oh, mic drop right there. Like, genuinely. And I feel like after that, like, spending time with the Lord in an area that you feel closest to him and, like, you're able to connect and all those things, I genuinely feel like the Lord always drops hope back. And I'm like, dang, I feel so much better right now. Like, I feel like the Lord's renewing those things, refreshing my spirit when I, like, spend time with him, that intentional time. And, like, being in nature, genuinely, for me, like, I don't know what it's like for you guys. What is it? What does that look like for you guys in that area? Or do you guys feel like that's accurate for you too?
Spending time in nature, miserable.
Alan! See, we're all different. We're all different.
Hiking, like going on a hike, just sounds awful.
Wow.
Like, I, like, imagine me in the woods. It's just, guys,
I'd love
to
see that. To
this, imagine me in the woods. It is not good. I'm getting attacked by mosquitoes. I'm hot. like it's I'm sweating, like I'm sweating through my shirt. Like okay. it's just not good. Like
we're all different, so miserable.
We're all different.
Thank you for clearing that up. We will not be seeing you outside ever.
We'll go on a prayer walk without you, yeah. Alan.
No, it's fine.
So how would you say that you, like, practical is for you?
I would say I feel like most times for me, like, connecting with the Lord and just would be, you know, just putting on worship music and just, yep. like, you know, just really going after the Lord. Like, even just on my own. You know, because yep. like so, as many of you guys, if you guys don't know, there's a prayer room down where at our school, and like a while ago, like a long time ago, it had the nicest carpets I've ever seen in my whole life.
Really,
like they were so comfortable, and then the maintenance team had to go and rip them out.
Come on,
but anyways, there was so many moments where I just was. Down there, like just like wow. on my knees,
wow.
on that nice comfy carpet, just
asleep,
just pursuing the Lord, and just like literally, I had moments where like I was just weeping in the presence of God,
Whoa.
And so I feel like those were like moments where I connected most with the Lord, and where like He really instilled like a lot of hope just into me. And but yeah, I that's just me though.
Wow, yeah. On those carpets.
Yeah.
On the carpet.
Wow, that's good though.
But then Kasori had to go and rip them out.
Dang.
But for the record, for those listening, the basement flooded, so we don't blame.
So it was moldy.
Yeah. Yeah.
They just had to do their job.
Ah, freaking maintenance.
That's good though. That was good, Ellen.
But what about you, Larissa?
Yeah.
Something that. Like, always helps me, as well as, like, nature walks. That's great. I love that.
Wow, thank you.
Especially, like, sunsets or sunrises. Wow.
Beautiful.
I always try to remember that, like, my relationship with God isn't always based out of what I'm feeling.
Right. That's so true.
And that it comes back.
Mic drop again.
Oh, that's good. Just to, like, I'm choosing to follow Him and, like, my obedience. And just to Him, knowing that He is good and faithful. And just like a practical way, since that was the question, I like to write out prayers.
Wow.
In like my journal, just like, Lord, I'm struggling with this, or like, I would like prayer for that, or I praise You during this situation, and I thank You for what You're doing and what You have done. And then like, I can look back, and like when I'm feeling discouraged, I see what God has done in my life, and I'm just like, wow, like, no, He is there, even if I don't feel Him every season of my life, that, like, I've seen what He's done. So that helps me.
Yeah, that's such Amen. A good point. I feel like that's something I've, like, done too. And it's, like, you look back and you're, like, wow. Like, you see the hope because you see where you came from.
Yeah.
And different areas where you were low as well, or when you were also, like, in a better season. Like,
right.
you look and you're, like, wow, the Lord brought me here. So, yeah, that's such a good practical way. Like, where you can do it every day, no matter the weather. Like, it's
no matter the weather.
No matter the weather, you can hit it up. And, like, I feel like it's always good to make that time to write down those things. Like, that's so important.
Yeah.
Great one, Lars.
And also, I guess another question I want to ask. Love the fist bump.
Fist bumping it.
Also, guys, we're trying to get cameras here soon. So.
Wow. Yeah. Let's really go.
We're working on it. But, So that way you guys could see the little fist bump that they just did.
Cute.
But I'll have to just tell you guys about it.
Yeah,
yeah, that's good. For now. One more.
But no, so I guess like another question is, and you kind of already touched on it a little bit, but I just kind of like want to know what does hope look like for you? And two, was there ever a point in your life where you kind of, either one of you kind of struggled to, like, have hope, like, or trust in the Lord?
Mm.
For the audience listening.
That's good.
Hitting with the heart any questions.
Yeah. So wow.
No, yeah. I'm thinking, like, the first story that, like, comes to my mind is the one I mentioned. So I'm, like, thinking through, but...
I mean, I have a story where I feel like the Lord restored my hope. Would that be appropriate for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'll hit
shoot.
It.
Run it back.
Shoot. Okay.
Shoot.
Basically, I feel like I went on a mission trip this last summer to Africa. I was gone for a month in Zambia. And it was something that I feel like the Lord's always put on my heart to go to Africa. And I never did it, like literally for a long time. I just was expecting an opportunity to come to me. But I feel like the Lord really pressed my heart, made everything work out beautifully. It was literally amazing.
Yeah.
And I feel like through that, I genuinely, my hope was restored. I wasn't even in like a horrible season, probably more of a, like a rougher season. But like, I feel like the Lord, like just, oh my gosh.
Oh, the lights just shut off.
Oh, it's just because the lights went out. Okay. I was like, did the power go off? Anyways. Oh my gosh, I would have done. Okay. Anyways, but yeah, I feel like I went to Africa and I just saw the Lord so clearly. I heard the Lord clearer than I've ever heard him. Wow. Like it was, wow. Like I genuinely, like, I can't even explain it or express it fully. But I am so thankful to the Lord for that time and for bringing me there and for literally putting every, orchestrating literally every step, because he gave me new hope in everything. Like I had hope, you know, when I encountered the Lord, but I feel like there were seasons where it felt dry and I didn't know what hope looked like. And I felt like I need a new hope, Lord. Like I literally need a new refreshing of your spirit and of what you have in store. Because I think sometimes it's also like, what do you have for me? Like, what's next? Like, I could start to come up with ideas, but like, what does the Lord have for me? Mm. And I feel like that time, like literally the Lord was just refreshing areas, speaking to me so clearly. And just like, I felt so much peace for the future, more than I had ever felt peace for the future. And I feel like the Lord literally wrapped me in a blanket. Like I literally had this feeling, like I said in this moment, I was laying down with the Lord for hours. We were praying and like singing to the Lord. And it was like hours of ministry, just like praying and like just whatever. And I said, Lord, like I need your peace right now. Like, can you please like just put a blanket over me? Like, I want that feeling. I had heard people say it before. Yeah. I don't know. Like I heard people be like, I want like a, like they'd be like, oh, I felt like a blanket or I felt this or whatever. And I never felt anything like that, that I could remember. And I remember laying down on this like cold floor and I was like, Lord, oh, there we go. I got the lights back on.
The lights are back.
But I was like, Lord, just put a blanket of peace literally over my life. I just want to feel your peace. And in that moment, I genuinely thought, my eyes were closed and I couldn't open them. I thought that literally somebody came and put a blanket on me. I'm not even joking. That's like, it felt like that. It felt so warm. And there were other crazy things that happened that day that the Lord was just speaking. And it was.
And was this while you were in Africa?
I was in Africa.
When you were back?
I was in Africa. And I was still in Africa. And I feel like that was like, it was beautiful. And I feel like through that, I got so much hope, right? It was amazing. Yeah. It was beautiful. But there still is that daily surrender every day, because when I came back, it was brought back to reality.
Yeah.
And I feel like the Lord really, like I really had to rely on the Lord, because I had been living this amazing time where I could spend every day, every hour with the Lord and like talk about the Lord literally all the time. And coming back to reality, it's not always like that. Mm. And so I feel like for me, it was like, wow, the Lord gave me hope and he gave me a new hope.
Wow, yeah.
But when I got back, I had to continue to, like Larissa said earlier, like lay that down, surrender my own things that I'm wanting to, and just really like pick up what the Lord wants me to like continue to be refreshed and new in. I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I think the crazy thing about that is that, like, you know, especially like as Christians, we can have those moments where like we're on a high.
It's a high, yeah.
And
that's so true.
Like, just personally, this is me, but I notice most, like, and obviously you're a youth leader. I'm a former youth leader. And I don't know if you've been in youth. Have you?
I have been a youth leader.
Okay. So I guess you guys could kind of tell where I'm going with this. I feel like a lot of times when there's like a youth conference or like a summer camp, you know, I feel like that's the moment where I see so much of like the mountaintop,
right?
Especially in our youth, like in youth, I see it the most, where it's like they're on this mountaintop and then like they'll go back to their like everyday life, where like on the mountaintop they have like a ton of hope, and then as you were talking about, like it's like a daily surrender, and then they, a lot of like, in me speaking as someone who used to be a youth I'm far from being a youth anymore, but like, but no, so like, speaking from personal experience, I could go to conferences and I could feel like I'm at the like peak, and then having to come back to regular life,
right.
And then you just like hit this rock bottom where you like, you had hope, and then it feels like a roller coaster. And I don't know if like that's something that you guys can connect with as well.
Right, which is so cool to see throughout the Bible how like God works through the different like people and the hope in their lives. Like you look at Job or like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and how like, you know, they just, their lives look so different, and they still trusted in God no matter what.
Yeah.
Which is why like, it was said earlier, but just it's not that feeling, but it's about just like choosing to follow the Lord no matter what we might feel on those high moments or not, you know?
Yeah.
And I guess another practical question is like, what do you guys think, and for people listening that that may be struggling, what do you guys think daily surrender looks like?
Well, that's good. Yeah. Daily surrender, I feel like, yeah, I mean, another thing I was going to touch on, let me get this out really quick, otherwise I won't be able to focus. But anyways, but like, I was thinking when Larissa was speaking was that it's like in those seasons, like asking the Lord, like, and I feel like this plays into your question, sorry, but like asking the Lord, like, Lord, like, please use this time where I don't feel hope or I feel down or whatever. Please use this and teach me something through it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's a teaching moment. Like, the Lord teaches us so much through the tough times and through the waiting. And so, like, even asking the Lord, like, hey, like, what are you trying to teach me right now? And, like, listening, literally listening to the voice of God and waiting. And that can be tough because we're
so
always
hard.
Wanting to go, go, go. And we're wanting answers. Like, we want to know why this is happening, what the Lord has for us. Like, we're like, who are we going to marry? Who are we going to have kids with?
Like, oh, there she like, went there.
You know what I mean? Like, there's so many things. What is my business going to look like? But it's, like, genuinely in those seasons where you just wait and you listen. And, like, it's hard. But I feel like with that, like, a daily surrender, it's, like, for me, I feel like a daily surrender is, like, when I notice those things coming up or when I have thoughts or doubts or whatever, it is genuinely going to the Word.
Yeah.
And going, like, sometimes it's even, I just need to find a scripture where it's going to encourage me right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I need something that's just going to lift up my spirit and lift up my hope. And, you know, and I also think, for me, I'm extroverted, but, like, I feel like going, I have friends that, what
you
were you going to say?
Oh. Couldn't tell.
Couldn't tell?
Couldn't
I know.
Tell.
I seem very introverted. But I feel like, for me, it's like, yes, going to the Word, like surrendering it and literally surrendering what I am consumed with or what I'm feeling, because it's emotions. I'm like, Lord, please, like, I give this to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want you to continue to use me and speak and all these things and lay that down. But then also, for me, I'm going to be so real. It's being around other believers and people who edify and encourage and pray for. Like, I genuinely this semester have felt so encouraged by my friends and family community, because when I've been going through a tough season, like, prayer right away, like, being able to pray for each other and just, like, really speak life and truth in those seasons where we're not feeling it, like, amazing. And I've been, like, I literally, like, relationships just get so strong, and I feel so close to the Lord when I'm with other, like, with my friends or with other people that are just, like, just wanting to talk about the Lord and encourage each other and hear each other's testimonies of the little things that the Lord's doing. That gives me hope, and that's a surrender, but it's like, wow.
And do you,
like,
think there's challenges to that? Like, challenges to, like, trying to have hope in that? Like, just the aspect of, like, you know, sometimes it can be challenging to, like, to be around people.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think, well, personally, I'm just going to say it. I think the enemy uses us when we're distancing ourselves and when we want to isolate ourselves. And I think he uses that. And I think, yes, it can be hard to be around, like, other people sometimes. But, like, it's the right people. You have to be around the right people. Like, genuinely, I feel like I have so many great friendships that even when I want to self-isolate, for some reason, literally, the Lord will speak to those people. And Larissa will text me sometimes when I'm going through something. She doesn't even know. And she'll just text me something. She'll be like, hey, how are you doing? Or what's going on? Or something. Like, or even like she felt something or whatever. And I feel like I wasn't even going to tell her.
Yeah.
And I feel like the Lord uses friends to be able to speak absolutely live. What do you think about all that, Larissa?
No, yeah. I couldn't agree more. I think the devil uses distractions so much.
Wow.
And like for different people, like, either it's isolation or it's the opposite, and it's like not being able to spend time with Lord and just going.
That's good.
We can use that as a distraction, and sometimes we have to slow down. But we're all different in those areas. But yeah, I think the Lord uses the people around us, whether that's family, friends, or like even like you said, like spiritual brothers and sisters. Well, like,
yeah, and another thing for me also is like, my friend told me this, and it kind of relates to like the whole episode theme of like hope for the future, which title of the episode, but subtle pun. But no, my friend told me this, and it also connects back to like what you were saying about like having hope, like about, you know, like business and in relationships and stuff like that. And he said something to me, and it stuck with me, and which is funny because it was literally on our podcast, but he said like a lot of people have that microwave mindset, and so, and like that stuck with me because in what he explained, it was, he's like, we live in a culture that is like, we want things to happen right now, you know, like, you know, when you stick something in the microwave, it's like you can put it in there for a minute and it comes out really quickly. And we just expect, as a culture just expect that, like, we expect things to happen like at the snap of a finger, like, you know, we expect things to happen like on our time and like when we want them to happen. And so I feel like, you know, it can get so frustrating to have hope when like the Lord's timing is like is further ahead than where we want it to be at.
Yeah, which is why like waiting on the Lord is so important yet so challenging in today's society. I find that with you students all the time, you know, like even just sitting for like a short sermon is difficult for them, but it's like just remembering to set that time aside and be like, Lord, I'm waiting on you, you know?
So imagine trying to sit through two-hour chapel.
But I love it. It's so good.
It's great. We love chapel. We love the chapel team. Shout out to the chapel team.
Shout out.
But no, so, yeah, so, another fist bump. But no, so, like, yeah, that's just, like, something that I have just been, like wrestling through in this last season is, like, what hope looks like.
Right.
And, you know, and just, like, learning practical ways of, like, how to, like, walk that out, because it could be so challenging to, like, actually walk out hope. And, like, you were just to connect also with what you were talking about earlier, just with, like, being around your friends and stuff, is, like, the crazy thing is for me, it's, like, when I'm going through a difficult time and I'm, like, struggling to have hope, like, especially because, and we talked about it, me and Rashad talked about it on the last podcast, but, like, just the aspect of, like, there's so many people who are just so on fire for the Lord, like, here at PBC.
Right.
And for me, it's, like, it could be really frustrating to, like, be around them because I'm, like, bro, I can't even have hope right now. Like, you know, like, and then, like, they're, like, praying, like, miracles are happening and, like, you know, and this revival is happening. Like, it could be such a struggle to, like, be around that. And so... Yeah, which kind of, I guess, kind of connects to what you were talking about earlier about, like, just being around your friends, which is super important. Like, community is super important, you know, and, like, Jesus calls us to be around community, and, you know, like, Jesus had his disciples. And, but I guess my other question is, like, do you think there's, like, seasons where we should have smaller, like, friend groups?
I think that's an interesting question. I think what first comes to mind is, like, I think you have to truly, like, kind of understand yourself and what you can take.
That's good.
Like, certain times, like, I'll be like, oh, man, I really want to hang out with my friends. But sometimes you just need to be with your close friends, and being with just, like, larger groups can be overwhelming. Or, you know, if you're different, then maybe smaller groups are a little bit more overwhelming. It's just understanding, like, what you can take and what is too much for you, whether that's a day or a season, just knowing that, like, kind of your boundaries.
Yeah. That's good. Boundaries are important.
And so as we begin to slowly like start to wrap up the episode here soon, I just want to know what's next for Priscilla and Larissa.
Wow, what's next?
Because obviously, like question. You have your you have your business, like you have PJ Paints and yeah, subtle branding plug.
Oh, thank you.
She's not gonna pay me for that, but
yeah, in the future.
But yeah, so like obviously you have your business, right. Like you're getting ready to graduate, yeah. And you know, for you, you're like, you know, you're serving in the youth, like you're, you know, you're a junior here at PBC. Like, what's kind of next for the both of you?
Wow, that's a good question.
I love that.
I love that. That is so, yeah. Wow. I'm so excited for the future. I'll start with that. But I feel like next steps, I'm honestly really waiting on the Lord right now. Right now, I feel like I've been praying. I've just been praying and surrendering.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, it's been a constant surrender because as you graduate, I'm sure everybody who's graduated something, everybody's asking, what are you going to do next? Mm-hmm. What's the next thing, like, you should know? And I feel like the Lord's really just put that, like, it's okay to not know right now. And I'm not worried. Like, genuinely, I don't know if I should be. I don't think I should be. But no, I'm like, I'm not worried at all.
I just always say, stop asking me. I don't even know what I'm going to remember breakfast tomorrow.
Period. No, for real. Like, that's amazing for you. But, yeah, like, I feel like for me, it's, I don't know what this next season's going to look like. I kind of have ideas. And I feel like the Lord's put so many passions and dreams in my heart. And
co-host for the podcast.
Oh, baby. That literally, come on, I'm going to keep writing. That's so exciting. But yeah, I feel like there's so many passions that the Lord's dropped. And so I'm just excited for the next season. I feel like specifics, not sure. I'm excited to just see where the Lord takes me because I'm genuinely like, Lord, send me wherever. Do whatever you need me to do. Like, I am so open and I'm ready. And I feel like the Lord's like, also like, okay, enjoy this last season.
Yeah.
Of like a chapter because it's the end of the chapter. So I feel like the Lord's also like, don't worry about the future. Like, you're good right where you're at. Finish strong. And then I'm just excited for what's next. Like, I feel like that's kind of it. But it's exciting.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
What about you?
Wow.
Jinx.
Yeah. That's good. Okay. Well, I mean, I already mentioned, but I am a junior. So
right.
Next steps is to finish PBC with my bachelor's. And then the goal right now is I want to go for my master's in counseling. Probably do that online. But I just have a real heart for traveling. So I don't know. I'm definitely praying about missions. But we'll see, you know, where the Lord takes me and what he does. And just like what you're saying, just like waiting on him and, you know, relying on what he has for our futures. And
so true. You're going to do amazing with everything you do. I'm so excited for your future. Honestly, it's going to be beautiful. Can't wait to see everything. Fist bump. And you, Alan, what is in store? Yeah, can you share? Can you give us a little 411?
Yeah, give us the next steps.
Well, I mean, obviously, I am also a junior here at PBC.
Let's go.
I'm really sad because I should be a senior. I should be graduating. But I needed it. I needed a year off. Like, I needed to walk away for a season. And it's super crazy because God has just like blessed this whole last season, like every step along the way. You know, like obviously, I wrote a book, and I was able to.
Wow, I love it.
I was able to do that, and then you know, obviously, it's like I left because I like had other things I wanted to do, and you know, I felt like I wasn't able to do them while I was here at the school, which is crazy because like I left, wrote a book, came back, published my book, and then like. Another thing I wanted to do was restart my podcast, like, while I was away. God, like, reinstilled that. And, and so it was just, like, a cool little thing that the Lord did, like, just how God works out everything in his timing. And as far as, like, what I have for, like, the future, obviously I want to, like, write more books. And so.
Yes, please. Keep it going.
So that's, like, a goal and a desire of mine. Obviously, like, I want to continue the podcast and you know just having guests on and you know and just like just working it and just growing this like brand that I'm creating
wow
yeah
and so That's horrible. Like my that's like my goal. Obviously to finish out my time here at PBC.
Let's go.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. I guess my last question before we wrap up the episode is, what advice would you give to your younger selves?
Oh,
wow,
that's so cute.
If you knew what you know now,
wow,
what advice would you give your younger self to instill hope?
Do you have advice, Alan?
What would you say to yourself? Yeah, we're gonna think. What would you have said?
So I would probably say, because obviously, younger me was a depressed boy. I would. For those that are listening to this, Priscilla and Larissa are laughing at me.
Alan!
God is taking you to different places. Amen.
So I would probably say, like, advice to my younger self is I would probably say, you know, enjoy the season that you're in. Because you're never going to get it back. Like, you're never going to get that season of your life back.
That's good.
And there was like so many, like honestly, there was like also so many regrets that I had, like in my younger years, where I felt like, man, I could have done that differently, or I could have handled that situation differently. And you know, like I felt like if I would have just like been more patient, like younger me would have just been more patient, I felt like things would have turned out so much differently. But also, like, it's the name of the game. You just gotta, you know, like every step leads you to where you are now. And so, yeah. So I guess, like, obviously I have regrets, but I don't think I would like really take any of it back, because not only did it make me the person that I am, but like also it led me here to where I'm at now. You know, like if I would have done things differently, I might not have published a book. I might not have, right. You know. And so just trusting that process, that like that's the advice that I would give to my younger self, is just to have hope for the future, even when like it feels dark.
That's good.
I feel like that's so good. Okay. But yeah, I'm trying to think advice for younger self. I feel like honestly every step that I took like brought me to where I am now, and the Lord literally provided. So I'm like trying to think, but I feel like it's just like, honestly, maybe it's because I struggle with this, but just being patient, like being patient and timing, like just continue to be patient, because I don't know if that's good advice. I'm sure it's fine. I don't know. I'm like bad at that. I'm like, I don't know what I would say to myself, but maybe. Larissa, you go for that. I can like get off of yours. I'm like getting nervous. Go.
Okay, sorry. I was a little confused.
Yeah, I'm confused too.
Okay, sorry, girl.
She's gonna wrap this up and then I'm gonna go off of hers.
I think we're all confused.
Alan, was that so confusing and weird?
We're kidding, guys. We're all great friends here.
Yeah.
For people listening to this, it's all jokes.
Yeah, we're just joking. But Larissa hit it.
Okay. Honestly, when you asked this question, my mind was just racing, because I think that there's like so many things I could like speak to about what you tell your younger self. And something I am practicing now that I think I tell like my youth students is to just like ask the Lord to like search my heart and know me, and like what are things in my life that like I need to change and adjust. Because I think that we can often think like, oh, if you're a church kid, like, oh, I have it together, or if you're not, like you're working on things, and it's like, well, what are the areas God wants to work on?
Right.
What is the things that he wants to shift in our hearts and change in our minds and break off of our lives?
Wow.
But I think that's something that I just...
That's good.
Mic drop.
Yeah. Literally, anyway, every time she talks, we mic drop.
So we should just wrap up the episode right now.
Oh my gosh, for real.
Did you want to add something before?
I feel like, I'm going to be so honest, mine were not, like, when I was thinking of things to talk to my younger self, yeah, they were
Priscilla.
Not that.
Priscilla.
You got it.
You guys, but, anyways, sorry.
PBC Sears will be listening to this podcast.
You're right.
That's a great point.
Yeah, that's a great point. I got to get it together. But, I don't know. I feel like, honestly, guys, I really don't know. I feel like I would just tell myself that life's exciting. Through Jesus.
Yeah. Wow.
Like, life is exciting with Jesus, and there's joy through Jesus, honestly.
No, that is so true.
Because I feel like my mind, I'm like, oh, like, I find excitement, and I find joy, and that's through Jesus.
Yeah.
And so I would probably just tell my younger self that and remind her and, like, let her know that, you know, happiness is great, but I think joy comes from the Lord. And, like, I can walk through true freedom, and I have true hope now, and that's only through the Lord. And I know that's simple, and that's, you know, whatever, but it's powerful, honestly.
But some people need to know that to find the joy in their life.
Yeah. And the hope.
And the hope!
That's good.
That's good, literally, wow.
Help.
Oh. And we should wrap up the episode right now. I'm kidding.
We're joking. He's joking.
I'm joking.
Knee slapper.
But anyways, that is the end of this episode.
No.
Wrapping it up.
Okay.
Yeah, so we are actually wrapping up this episode because Larissa has to go to youth group. As a youth leader, I would just like to clear the air as a youth leader, not as a youth student.
Oh,
yeah. So
he's calling me out.
As a youth leader, but yeah. So Priscilla has to go to youth group. So
Larissa.
Well,
it's okay.
Yeah.
Both of us.
We're the same person.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
This has been one person talking the whole time.
One flesh.
One. Could you imagine that? Why? It was one person the whole time. Anyways.
Crazy. But, there's actually three of us.
Lanny and all them, if you're listening to this, I'm so sorry.
Oh.
If Lanny's listening to this, I love you, man.
Yeah.
Great man of God.
But.
Anyways, we're wrapping this up.
But yeah, we are wrapping up the episode. And I am so excited for the next episode. I have an amazing or other amazing guest song coming on Friday.
Ooh.
I'm super excited for you guys to hear what they have to say and what they have to bring. And we're going to be doing an episode on relationships. And so, yeah, I'm super pumped. So it's going to be great. And yeah, I am wrapping up this episode with the Alan Jamie podcast.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you. We were so excited
to be here. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Let's go.
I love Lanny.
He's a man of God.